few things. I mean, I didn't want to just blather about myself because that seems, I don't know, conceited, but we do share a lot of similar interests from what I've learned on YouTube or Glee or things that he's said or written, songs that he's done. So I wanted to talk about how we both speak Latin, we both love Disney, we both love the same kind of music, and I just didn't get any of that out there. So my biggest fear is that I'm just one of the thousand fangirls that he met in that day, that he's just not gonna remember, he doesn't know my name, he doesn't know my face. And I mean, the experience was still just out of this world, but I sincerely hope that he remembers who I am. I'm very creepy, if we haven't established this already. I drew him a picture of mangoes, because not only is still life fruit really fun to draw, but I'm convinced that he is a mango, because he's sweet and small, and he's from California most of the time, and I don't know, it was just something
colorful on the outside, but yeah, a solid core.
He's colorful on the outside, but on the inside he's even more vibrant. Because, you know, mangoes are like, they're red and green and kind of swirly, and then on the inside they're like really ridiculously vibrant yellow, and you're not expecting it. That's Darren. So I gave him that, and then I made a mix CD, because I figured, why not? It's music is music, no matter who you get it from. And I hope he enjoyed that. And I gave him all of the letters that my friends gave me. So he has held the things that they have held. And I hope that makes them happy. I did get one thing. The lady came before we went in to meet Darren, and she said, you don't have a lot of time, he can't sign everything, pick what's most important. And my friend Brianna has been in love with Darren for at least 5 years. She goes on and on about him. He's inspired her to write songs and be a musician, and she gave me her glasses. So I figured, who deserves this more than anyone in the world? It's Brianna. I didn't even get my sunglasses signed, just hers, so that she could have that, and that was really cool. That's one of my favorite parts, was I took a picture of the sunglasses after we were out of there and at a restaurant and sent it to her, and she called me and screamed for like a solid 20 minutes in the middle of an Italian restaurant in New York.